Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? What kind of take off? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold expressing, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'm a blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put some niggas start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Delicate every, got no boy hating on the low, but I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Everybody, welcome back. We're at it again. The new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome South co-host, Mo Benz. What it do, baby?
Yo, what up, people? You know what I'm saying? What's up, world? Let's get it in another Sunday night. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Got a good show for you tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited. Let's talk
awesome.
About it.
How was your week?
My week was cool. My week was really cool. Like, I just been lot of dead weight, you know what I'm saying? It's the fall, and I feel like I'm like in an ill kind of metamorphosis. Like I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm still getting my apartment together. So me and my wife, we're gonna talk about this. We've been kind of like butting heads a little bit, but you know, in a challenging way to each other. You know what I'm saying? So this
right.
is like so I'll elaborate a little bit more in the topic, but yeah, just getting to the bag, and just getting organized, and like I said, like. Man, I don't want to go off on a tangent, but yeah,
right.
my week is cool. Now I'm gonna come back to that. I'm gonna save all this stuff.
Right, and I'm ready because the craziest thing is that I was having a conversation about this same topic, today, you know, so it's kind of crazy, yeah. You know, like you going through it, I'm going through it. And so
exactly.
I think that it'll be an awesome show for us to be able to feed off of each other and,
yeah,
you know, just give some honest input, you know, so, you know, we grow from each other, right? So it's all
I'm
good. You know, listen, for me, I'm over 2019. Like, I'm just, like, I'm not even really pushing super hard anymore with 2019. I'm just kind of like, please just take, you know, Calgon. God, just go, let's go to 2020. Like, my 2020, you know, is already, you know, I'm already aligned for my first quarter of 2020. Like, big things popping, you know. Like, I'm just ready for 2020. I'm over 2019.
A whole new decade, man. A whole new decade. That's going
to
be big.
I had, you know, some karmic lessons that, you know, I had to learn and, you know, go through. And, you know, I actually had this moment that, you know, when you beefing with somebody so hard, everybody knows that my ongoing beef with Smoke is just like just there. But,
okay.
You know, I started to realize, you know, every situation that, like how much it can be just a little piece that stand out, but that would have molded this whole situation to be a lot different. Like, he was just so right about certain things. You know, we'll get into that later, but
yeah.
I'm over 2019. Such an awful day yesterday.
Oh, no.
I'm over my job. I'm over my day job. And I'm just really trying to align myself. So
I got you. I've been
that
through.
I can actually
there.
Just do my own thing, right?
Yeah.
But I have to be mindful of that in doing
be
so.
Strategic.
Because you have
be
to have an actual helpmate by your side to be able to do these things. You know
That's
what I'm saying?
Fact.
That not necessarily saying the whole anything that, because I'm always, you know, come to the
yeah,
table
no,
and handle
that.
Shit.
That's
it's
what,
just
that's what marriage is
if
for.
You get
y'all,
messed
y'all hold
up.
Each other down. Yeah,
if you get messed up, will this person have your back without any, you know, without you having a second guess? I don't have that. So, you know, that's the only reason that I'm still holding on to the little thread with this job. You know what I'm saying? I'm just over it. But I'm over it. And so we actually moved into these apartments, right, just to get in a place. You know what I'm saying? When I
okay,
first
yeah,
got
yeah.
here, I knew I wasn't going to be
ATL.
Here long. In my head, I didn't know why. I just knew, you know, like, this ain't my style, you know. I'm used to
situation.
Having big old houses and just
yeah.
a lot more space, right? And
yeah.
so yesterday evening, we went on the patio. They have these little small patio suites on them. And we went on the patio. And so my 15-month-old, which he'll be 16 months this week coming up,
wow.
this week coming up, he was, like, standing by me. And then my 5-year-old was sitting on the floor of the patio. And so the 5-year-old got up and, like, walked in the house, but the door was still open to the patio. And my baby just walked off to the, you know, just to the little panel side, and he grabbed it with both hands, and
okay.
he fucking fell.
He fell from
the second floor, 15 feet. Like,
he fell
the
15
whole
feet?
Shit gave in, and it went out, and he went out with it.
Oh, is he okay?
Now, that just ultimately made me completely done with 2019. It, like, automatically,
oh,
you know,
man.
I flew out there, picked him up. He was so dazed from the fall that he wasn't really crying. He was more like, what the fuck just happened to me? You know what I'm saying? Type
yeah.
situation. But when I tell you my ancestors and the protection, I was talking to somebody a couple of days ago saying, like, the protection, you know what I'm saying, that my ancestors give to me and my family, me and my boys, is ridiculous. I know that one of my ancestors had to carry him down to that ground. Listen, let me tell you something.
Ooh.
15 feet, right? He's 15 months.
Feet.
My son is chunky, though, right? And he's a tough cookie at the same time. He is the toughest out of all three at 15 months. Like,
but
he
was it grass at
own
the bottom? At least it was grass, right?
It was grass and dirt. So it was
okay,
like a piece.
So it wasn't concrete.
That,
all right.
it wasn't concrete. So it's a piece that was dirt, and then it was going into the grass, so he hit that part. I flew out of here. It's a hospital 2 minutes away from me. I flew out of here, went to the hospital. They immediately said, you know, yeah, no, we got to transport him to the Children's Hospital, which is downtown, like, not really downtown. It's kind of off. It's like downtown Decatur, which is the Children's Hospital of Atlanta. We go there, okay, be in the trauma center, of course, because they got to check everything on him to make sure, you know, what happened and so on and so forth. So after we do all of that and, you know, we find out what we got to do, you know, it's just hitting me like, oh, my God, I'm so sick of this. But at every place I went, everybody was like, you have to hold these people accountable. You know, me, I was like, nah, you know, his godmama, you know, of course his godmama going to be right there every step of the way. She was like, get on the phone with an attorney. You need to find an attorney. You know, the people at the hospital, have you talked to an attorney? You know, I get the CHOA, they're like, have you spoken to an attorney? And if not, you know, Children's Hospital of Atlanta, they're very infamous for their work, and they have a legal system that actually helps you with a lot of things. They'll help you get out of your lease and so on and so forth, especially if a child is injured, you know. But this is so last minute for me, so, you know, I kind of need, like, 30 days to, you know, get out of here. So that's a conversation that has to be had tomorrow. It's been, like, that was the icing on my cake for this year, you know.
He's good, though.
He's not good, but he's not bad. You know what I'm saying? So I'm thankful for it. You feel me? He don't have broken bones. And here's the one thing I can say about that too. For you people that give your children milk, you know, United States is like the top state that gives their children milk after the age of one, right? And they're not drinking whole milk. So when we say you're giving them, your children, this whole milk, you shouldn't give your children, they say give your children milk to make their bones strong. Allow your child bones to get to where they need to be naturally, right? Because I do not give my children milk, his bones are still cartilage, like they're not hard, and therefore they didn't break. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like he's not at that point right now to where, you know, if he would have been drinking milk every day all day, he probably would have had some broken bones. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because milk is supposed to, quote unquote, you know, make your bones stronger. Like they don't need all that. So I'm super excited, but stick a fork in me for 2019. That was it for me. I'm just in a bubble from here on out. I'm just like, listen, I'm taking whatever the rest of 2019 give to me because I'm done. Okay? I'm done.
Yeah.
So needless to say, I did hire an attorney. I'm in strong talks with an attorney. He seems like a pretty awesome guy. So I'll let you guys know how that worked. You know, we've been aired in over, you know, 30 countries and so on and so forth. You know, people can do work, you know, everywhere, and especially people that travel to Georgia a lot, you know, and you may know someone. So if he's good, I'll share his information, you know, as a referral to you guys and, you know, everywhere else. But he seems pretty cool right now. And, you know, he immediately was like, hey, let's do this, you know, let's pay attention to X, Y, and Z. So that is my Saturday night. Week up into that, I still was over my job. So, I'm just a whole hot, I don't give a damn mess right now. With 2019, and I'm super over it. Huh?
That's smooth. What the hell did I walk in on?
Oh, God, I ain't repeating all of that. And I was a nervous wreck, so they were like, we may need to treat you instead of trying to treat him. And I'm like, listen, the way you treat me is letting me know that he's okay. You know what I'm saying? So when I know he's okay, my anxiety, my nerves, everything will settle down once I know he's okay. So that was my whole
situation. That's how I am, too. You know what? Even though I don't have kids, when I see little kids around, and you know, not to say, you know, but I'm always just extra cautious for kids just anyway. You know, when I see them like 9
old,
my
son,
who
the hell
are
you talking about? My 15-month-old Juice.
Oh, okay. What happened to the boy?
Yeah, so as a mommy, and you're connected, like I'm super connected to my kids, like I was, you know, he's a kid, so he don't know how to respond to this. But, you know, me being mommy mode, you know, I know how to respond to this. And I panicked. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, that's,
if they would have pulled me over going to the hospital, I probably wouldn't have stopped. I ain't gonna lie. You know, like, it was a lot.
Yeah.
So for me,
yeah.
2019, I'm taking whatever you give to me for the rest of the year. I'm completely over this. You know, I've had my karmic lessons this year. I've had the worst, you know, epic fruit with, you know, people. You know, with my son, dad, that I, you know, me and him ain't never been this long, so I'm over that part. You know, I'm just over a lot of things, you know, for 2019. So I'm ready for 2020. Stick a fork in me. Smooth, how was your week?
Man, I'm still trying to figure out what the fuck y'all talking about. I come in on some milk shit. Talking about don't give.
Well, didn't anybody tell you to be late so you can go catch the show? The beginning of the show, the first 10 minutes you missed.
First of all.
After the show.
When I come on the phones, when to start the show anyway. God damn.
Okay.
Now, how you like them
oh.
apples?
Oh.
Right.
What is it Miss now?
Lovely, Miss Lovely White.
Just like a house nigga. We have black
just
people
like,
and we have niggas. Smooth is the definition of a nigga.
Oh man.
Oh.
Yo.
And you the crackers.
Oh,
we
oh,
got
God.
White people and we got crackles. So and I'm neither.
Right.
So how about that?
You the pilgrim. You worse than all of them.
Yo. We in such a complex society right now, man. Listen, it's so complex.
Man, but you do. You got, listen, they be mad at the word nigga. And sometimes, you know, these, I be wanting to call them niggas for real and mean it. Not GGA either. Like, you know, some people just act just like the word. And you got some white folks. You know, for me, you know, the ones that's out here killing and robbing and taking from people, those are niggers. You know, you got plenty of people that's out here being pillaged to society, learning, giving back to the community. Those are black folks, right? You got white folks that's out here that don't bother anybody. You know, they stand for Black Lives Matter. You know, they understand, you know,
matter.
That they have a certain privilege handed to them because of the color of their skin.
No, nigga. Black
and
lives
they help people.
Fuck all lives matter.
I said
all
Black
lives
matter.
Matter.
That's
don't
what
mean.
I said.
No. No, I'm talking about more Ben. Ben said all lives matter. Like, no,
oh,
fuck
oh
that.
All lives
black.
Matter. Of course black lives matter.
Well, they
no,
do,
it,
but
no,
they're
no,
white people
no.
are grown
black
with a certain privilege.
Matter.
And so the white people understand that as you see those people talking on TV and speaking up for against, you know, racism, et cetera, et cetera. And then you have the people that kill black people just because they have a badge on. Or you have the people that says I'm racist and fuck niggers and everybody's niggers without any. Those are crackers. You know what I'm saying? So. There's a difference between the two. If no one understood that, I'm me, unapologetically me. So you know there's some really you know decent white people out here. There's some really decent black people out here. And then there's some not so good ones on each side. So, needless to say, tonight we're talking about getting to the bag. Can getting to the bag cause friction in your relationship? And how do you work through it? This is a Mobin topic.
Yes.
Tonight, this is something Mobin's got going on. We got a caller on the line. Caller, did you
oh,
call
shit.
To talk or just listen? If you just want to listen, you don't have to say anything. Okay, cool. So,
damn, they got quiet. What are they scared?
Yeah, they don't want to talk. They, you know, they're just listening in. Cool. So this is a Mobin's topic. So I'm gonna let Mobin's, you know, express. Yeah, Mo came through with the topic tonight. I was like, go ahead,
no.
We're gonna let Mobin's get into it and then give us his dilemma, and we're gonna help Mobin's out tonight. And we're just gonna have this conversation.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So
I'm laying on the couch tonight. I'm laying on the couch. Okay.
You're
I'm
on
like
the couch
psychologist.
Tonight.
All right. So look. So basically, you know. So once again, just to reiterate, the topic is called, and I think all three of us can relate to this topic, and everybody can share their views and experiences with this particular topic. But basically, you know, in any relationship that you may have, can get into the bag, cause friction in the relationship. And right now, like I said at the beginning of the show, I was telling you how, you know, I feel like every season I'm different, you know. So fall is always like a renewal for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like kind of school mode or whatever. Like it's just a fresh year, new year. So whenever I do that, you know, especially come off the summer, I like to just get rid of dead weight, you know. So, and you know, I got a you know, an apartment in Brooklyn, New York that I enjoy. I like my apartment is not the biggest, but location is everything. You know what I'm saying? I want to get something bigger eventually, buy some property, but for now, you know what I'm saying? It's like in the
man. Somebody background loud as shit.
Yeah, but it's
like,
I
hear a fucking alarm.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys. But it's in a right area. Like I'm right next to the train. I'm right next to just the park. You know what I'm saying? I'm right next to Prospect Park, which is like the central park of Brooklyn. Everything is just happening in my neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of. I've been here for a while. You know, so there's been a lot of gentrification. You know what I'm saying? So the area is fruitful. Then with me being in real estate, I know if I was to move out, how much they would charge. For my rent, you know what I'm saying? And I know I'm paying a cheap price from what it would be if a new tenant moved in, right? So anyway, so long story short, so New York City is not like when I'm in Cleveland. In Cleveland, I got space on space on space, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure Atlanta's the same way. New Orleans is probably the same way, I'm sure. But in New York, you know, it's so many people up here, and space is a premium for everything, you know what I'm saying? So long story short, my wife, she chasing that bag. I'm chasing the bag. But my wife, she got a nice little side business going on, and I'm supporting her. You know what I'm saying? We had to get a storage space because it was just too much stuff kind of piling up in the apartment, so I wanted to get a storage space because I'm a very organized person. I have to be organized or I'm no good. I can just admit that. Like, if I'm not organized, my life is chaos. But if I'm organized, I can see into the future. I'm like a chessboard. I can see three moves ahead. You know what I'm saying? But it gets hazy if shit is everywhere for me. So my wife butt heads because my wife, she can maneuver in chaos. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's all women, but at least that's for my wife. She can maneuver in chaos. It don't matter. She can have shit everywhere and still maintain, and it's nothing. Me, no, that's I can't do that. So, especially with her business, like in New York, I don't know how it is, and like I said, Atlanta or New Orleans, but vintage clothing, shit like that, it's like popping. You know, it's a lot of hipster shit in New York. So a lot of people just like hipster vintage fashion, shit from the 90s, shit from the 80s, shit from the 70s. You know, it's all a mixture of shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's fashionable. That's New York shit, right? Bohemian type shit. So my wife is capitalizing on it. You know, my wife is in the fashion industry. So she likes the stock market. Buy low, sell high. You know what I'm saying? I'm with her on it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, she go to these little vintage spots, little boutiques, you know, kind of like thrift stores, cool-ass thrift stores. And she finds these, like, items, and then she sells it for a nice profit. But the shit just pisses, you know, I get pissed off because I'm like, yo, if you're going to do this, you got to run this shit like a store. You got to be on point. You got to be organized. You got to, you know what I'm saying? You don't go into a store and shit is everywhere. You know, you go to a store, everything is in its proper place, and then, you know, you can pick what you're going to pick and buy your merchandise. So anyway, long story short, not to harp on my wife because she's doing some great things with the pop-up. It's very organized, but I'm just saying your home has to be just as organized as your business outside. So that's when we, you know, we kind of butt heads on that. So right now we're doing a lot of organizations. And, you know, like I said, just over the years, because now, especially the last couple of years since I've been working for myself and I'm organizing my time, now I can just, you know, I can really put everything in proper perspective, everything. You know what I'm saying? But for so long, when I was working at 9 to 5 or whatever, I was a consumer. You know what I'm saying? Because I just wanted to, you know, I'm working my job, so I just wanted to buy some shit on my day off to, you know, be able to relax and enjoy shit. You know what I'm saying? But that accumulates a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, so now I'm more of I'm a seller. And I want me and my wife are both sellers. We're not buyers. We're not consumers. We want to boss up and be the sellers. So I guess what I'm getting at, it's not shit or that consumer shit. And I don't even buy no I bought so much shit over the years just as far as music, movies and, you know, clothing and shit like that I don't need to buy nothing. And neither does my wife. We need to get rid of shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's where we're at. Then, you know, technology's changing. You know what I'm saying? Like I got a library of books and now, you know, everything's, you know, read your books on you know, on different applications and stuff like that. So I'm just trying to, like, weave through certain things. So I'm, like, just shedding stuff. So long story short, we just been butting heads a little bit because it's fast enough as far as me getting organized, as far as us getting organized, as far as the place getting organized. You know, so that's where I'm kind of at. So, you know, when chasing the bag, like, you know, money-wise, things is cool. But I'm like, nah, it's more than money. You know what I'm saying? You got to have a lifestyle. So that's where I'm at. So that's why I kind of came up with this topic. So that's my point.
But the topic and the problem is two totally different things, man. Like, I read the topic. I'm like, all right, okay. You know, chasing the bag, causing relationship problems. Nigga, y'all want some organizational problems.
But that to me, that's because look, that's how I make my money though. My money comes from me being, because I move a certain way. You know what I'm saying? Like the way I move is very strategically. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to waste my time on certain things. I'm not about to, you know, especially when you're in real estate, you know, you can just be shooting yourself in the foot doing a bunch of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta cut through the bullshit to get to where the meat of the profit or the wheat or the money could be. And with me, it's a lot of times it's mental. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to have your life, you got to have your home life in a certain way so you can just maneuver a certain way. You know what I'm saying? So that's how it can affect my bag. So
I understand both parts on this. So, okay, I understand both aspects of this, what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
And as I said, when you said this topic, I was like, oh, I'm going through something so similar.
Yeah.
On the matter of the topic, not what you're going through as far as organization, but it all comes together, especially when you have two parties. It's basically like what matters to each one the most, and I feel like you guys have to find a common ground so that both parties can get what it is that they actually want. You know what I'm saying? She's on the go because basically – the way that both of y'all act is me all together, right? You know, I'm a whole handful. So I want my home organized, and unless my home is organized, it's a lot of things that I will put a block on doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I won't focus as hard as I could if my home was organized. So I want organization in my home, but I also have goals. But I'm keen on stepping back saying, okay, you know, like, I live a different lifestyle. So, for me, you know, I came up with this new thing, and I said this a couple months ago, and I said, the next situation I get in, I'm going to go into this thing, and I'm going to play broke. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to play broke to the extent that I'm not going to, you know, make it where I, you know, make it seem like, okay, I never got it, but I'm just going to see what a person is going to bring to the table, being that I know I bring the table. You know what I'm saying? So it can be minute things, but you can actually see how people will try to, for me, it's manipulate the situation in order to get their foot in the door. I'm not the type of person that takes care of a man. I don't. And I do gifts, you know, but I feel like a man has to be a man wholeheartedly. If when you're at a certain age in your life, you should be, you know, together. And in this day and age, we're seeing men older and older and older that don't have their shit together. You know what I'm saying? They not grounded. Right. They don't have a set savings. They don't, you know, they're not together, and it's crazy. We see that so much more than we used to, you know, back in the day. When I got friends like, you know, Mo Benz, and definitely, you know, best friends like Smooth, and, you know, best friends that been on their job and millionaires, and I don't really know how to, you know what I'm saying, to deal with somebody that really just, like, trying. You know, you got people that just tag along just enough so they can attach along, so they feel like, okay, I'm here, so I can, you know, I'm safe, that I'm finna come up. And for me, I got to see the work that you put into the situation. Granted. So, you know, we were talking about, I came out to the show and said, okay, you know, yay, you know, we get married, blah, blah, blah. So the conversation had came up, you know, about finances. When you are speaking on marriage, you have to talk on finance levels, on every kind of level that there is. And so the conversation came up, and I seen a couple things. You know, I'm very observant, even though I don't say anything. I ask a lot of questions for a reason, you know. And you can, you know, I can tell when a person is legit frugal and when a person is, you know, legit faking. You know what I'm saying? It's certain things that you would do. Granted, I needed to get my stuff from Florida. Okay? Now, the average person will say, well, I'm just going to go into my savings and get the money because I need my stuff from Florida. Me, being who I am, I'm going to say, I don't have the money in my hand, so until I save the money up to go get it, I can't go get it, right? See, broke people mentality
is, that's my mentality.
I have it, so I'm going to spend it.
Nah.
Rich people mentality is, I can't spend it until I make it. So if I'm not making no extra money, guess what? Everything stops. Everything ceases. And I can show that I have a savings account. I can show that I have CDs. I can show that I have investments. So you got people that can talk the talk and say, oh, well, my money's in a bank and I have these investments and I have this. When you say, let me see it, oh, I ain't showing you that, or oh, it ain't in my name, then you ain't got it. Because guess what? Anything that's not in your name is not yours. I don't give a fuck even if you gave it to them. Anything that's not in your name is not yours. If you can't come to the table with me and show me your investments, then you don't have it. You know what I'm saying? I know lingo. I'm not stupid. So the conversation came up about me in my head. I'm thinking and I'm watching how things are going, and I just threw it out there. Like, listen, it wasn't even a axe situation. It was a tail situation. We have to sign a prenup. There's no way, first of all, that I'm going to get married. But two, I'm not going to sign a prenup. I'm not that dumb. I'm not that wide open. I'm not that in love. I'm not that nothing. Even if I was, I still would sign a prenup. You know what I'm saying? Like, we talk about, I see Mary J. Blige. I see all these people that's struggling to make things happen. A prenup is just absolutely, hands down, has to happen. Or I'm not getting married. I can say that here right now. If there's no prenup, there's no wedding. Period. You know what I'm saying? So I threw it out there and, you know, there was no, you know, response or anything like that. But my thing is, you know, when I'm talking and having conversations, I can sit down and talk about, my conversation is going to be different than, you know, the next person. Because I can sit down and be like, you know what, I'm over 2020. Now I got this check lined up, that check lined up, that check lined up, that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, this is what I have. You can't off top expect me to say what we have when it's not a we thing. Anything that I made before marriage is mine, okay? Anything that I made before marriage is mine. Once we are married and we start building shit together as we are married, then that's ours. And so he made the statement like, everything is just you. Bitch, because it's me. I did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't really get that. Like, yeah, it's me. Now, when we, you know, tie our knots, then great. But listen, when he's out getting his money, I don't bother him. I don't say, when you coming home? I don't say, you've been on the road too long. I don't say, why you not in? Listen, I let a man be a man, because when I get out there, I'm going to be me. You know what I'm saying? So he's meeting me in my downtime, because I'm just ready for 2019 to go on by. But I expect the same treatment that I give him, and that's why I make sure I give him his space, because I want my space. When it comes to my bag, I can be working. You can call me, I answer the phone, I call you right back, or I text you, you know, right back. I can do all of that stuff. But when I'm working, I more so will text you as opposed to picking up the phone, because my work comes first. And if you bother me while I'm working, I get really agitated, right? So when I'm chasing the bag, my chase to the bag is a little different than yours because of where I am. You know what I'm saying? And that, a lot of people cannot handle that, especially men. When I go 10 toes down to focus on something, my focus is just a little different, and men can't handle that. So what I do is, honestly, if I see that you cannot handle my hustle when I turn up, I have to eliminate the situation, because I'm not going to eliminate my hustle. I'm not gonna change what I'm doing. As a woman, right, being able, as the goddess that I am, I'm able to multitask. If we are living in the same household, I'm going to make sure that there's groceries in the house. I'm going to make sure that I keep the house clean. I'm going to make sure that, you know, the house is comfortable for you.
That's wife shit right there.
I'm going to do that.
A lot of women don't recognize that shit.
when I get ready to leave this house and go get to my bag, I need you to leave me alone. You know what I'm saying? I need you to let me go get to my bag. If I got to go out for 4 weeks straight, then I'm going out for 4 weeks straight. I may sit down for 6 weeks after that, but let me get to my bag. I'm going to make sure my household is taken care of. I'm going to make sure my kids are taken care of. And that's the most important thing. The only thing I can say is when I turn up, like when I turn up, and you know, being here, being on this show over 2 years, you guys know when I'm super busy, and I'm not talking about love or nothing like that. It's not that it's not there. It's just I'm focused. Now, when I turn up and you turn down because you see me going so hard, then that's a process of elimination. You can't sit down when I turn up. I don't need you sitting. I don't need an in-house babysitter. I pay for the sitter. I don't need you sitting at home babysitting the house. I need you going outside, not only going outside and getting to the bag, but I need you to show what type of bag you came and got. You know what I'm saying? What type of bag you went and got? Because if I could sit down and show, okay, I've been gone for 4 weeks, this is what I came up with, you need to be able to do the same. So, yes, chasing the bag can really bring friction, especially when you are somebody that wants somebody on your same page. And for women these days, just calling a spade, you almost have to, you know, like hold your dude's hand. Like, period. Like, you just almost have to hold his hand and elevate him. Just because of where men are versus where men are in today's society. And it's been like that for a couple of years. You almost got to just have patience and be like, okay, do this like this. Now, you got to have a man that listens, but you almost got to hold his hand. But he cannot be like, you can't be like, you supportive of what they doing. But when you start moving or when you need stuff done a certain way for what you're doing, they're not with it. That don't work.
Yeah, that goes both ways, you know, as far as just
that don't work.
You know, that's a definite. So, like how you just said, like how it gets back to my situation. Like if I'm doing certain things to help you get to what you want to do, you know what I'm saying, then you gotta, and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? One hand washes the other. So if I'm...
No.
So, yeah,
no.
I'd like to hear your perspective. What's your perspective?
I'm going
to
keep saying no because, you know, as somebody who no longer chases the bag, because I don't need to chase the bag anymore, let's get one thing straight. You have multiple different personalities, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have managers, you have leaders, and of course, you have workers, okay? If you're in a relationship, somebody has to be the manager. Simple as
that.
There can only be one. There's no such thing as 50-50 because guess what? Hey, motherfucker, you can wake up feeling like shit and you only giving out 30. You know what that means? Now the relationship is 70-30. So there is no such thing as fucking 50-50. So a lot of people make the mistake of assuming that, hey, since I do this for you, you're going to do this for me. No. 90% of all problems in the workplace or in the relationship is due to miscommunication. If you don't verbally state it, if you don't fuck around and sit a motherfucker down with a PowerPoint presentation and tell somebody what you expect, how it's going to go, how it's going to happen, this is the plan. This is what we're going to do this, and when this happens, we're going to do this when that happens. If you don't say that, then no, you failed. Motherfucker talking about, well, I did this for you. Okay, and did you tell me this what you expected? Well,
but
no, I just assumed.
This is coming from somebody with all due respect and not married. So you don't understand what I'm trying to
say. See, the difference between me and you is that I manage people. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
This is what I do.
Okay.
I manage people. I use effective communication when I talk to somebody. There is no, well, I wonder if he said this when I speak, because I make it known. So that being said, right, since you're married, you're a happily married man, since you are the man, right, you're supposed to be the leader. You're supposed to be the manager. If you can't manage your female, if you can't lead your female, well, it sucks to be you. It don't suck to be me.
I didn't say it sucks to be you. I just said
I am the man in everything I do. There is no doubt. There is no damn. I wonder if he meant something. No, no. It don't work that way.
Listen, so what are you hitting on, though, Mo?
See, when you have a wife, right, but you're having a problem like, well, I expect this and I expect that, man, look, that's when you put your foot
because
down.
It's a
that's when you tell her. That's when you tell her. You see what I'm saying? Not ask her. That's when you tell her how this is going to happen in the house as far as compartmentalizing everything that's going on. You see what I'm saying? You talking about, well, she's unorganized. All right, okay, cool. Then organize it in. If she's unorganized, then you organize. Simple as that.
Listen,
you don't wait for her to
organize.
What
he's saying is straight bars, right? That was like the next thing. That's the same thing I just said today. I just said that thing today. And it goes back to, I guess, I don't know, it goes back to the foundation. I'm not used to a man whining, telling me, man, I got this going on, I got that going. I'm not used to that. So in the process of me having a conversation today, I said, listen, you are the man. You are supposed to be the leader, okay? Don't bring that to me. When you panic, I panic. So how are you supposed to lead me? How are you supposed to be the head when you can't lead me? I don't need anybody that can't lead me as my head. Now, granted, I can take over and manage, but when I put you in this dress, you ain't going to come out of it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying not to cross that line to be like, okay, well, I wear the pants. Because once I start managing, you can't demote me when you feel like you want to demote me. You want to be able to run this shit, and you want to be able to do what you got to do. Once I see you in that light that you cannot manage me and I have to manage you, then it's going to go my way all the way. You can't want me to handle this part, and then, you know, that's the masses, and then when you feel like, oh, okay, well, you wanted to go a different way, you want to handle it. No, Mo, you have to be the man at all times as a woman, not even on no funny shit. That's what the fuck I need. Like, you got to lead. So sometimes, most of all the time, fuck it, women are going to do what a man allow her to do. Same thing with men. You know what I'm saying? So if she knows that you're putting your foot down, just like, let's go to this. She knows you ain't going to allow food in the bedroom or sex toys. So guess what? She's not going to try it because you put your foot down. You know what I'm saying? So what he is saying in the same aspect, put your foot down, you run this shit. That's what you do. Like, it is what it is. I'm not used to, like you know, me coming up, my relationship, if your man got an issue, if he got shit on his plate, he go talk to his best man about that. He go talk to his homie about that. He don't go, like yeah, you want to be able to talk to your woman about anything, but you don't want to be sitting whining to your woman about, you know, this, is that, and the other, because when she point out what is wrong and you don't listen, then at the end of the day, that's when she loses respect for you. So you really want to be able to have those conversations with your best man. It's certain shit you talk to your woman about, but certain things you got to understand not to even bring it to your woman, because you want her to see you as the king, as the leader, period.com. And once I feel like a motherfucker is getting sideways with me, or if a bitch trying to be petty, or if a bitch, you know what I'm saying, undermining me by a little bit of cash, by a little bit of any goddamn thing, I flipped the whole script anyways, and this should have never be the same. You know what I'm saying? So from somebody like me that brings something to the table, y'all are married, and you just got to grab the bull by the horns and say, listen, this is how this is going to go. You know what I'm saying? Yes, you want to get her input. Yes, listen, baby, I know what you want, but right now this is what I need, and this is what I need to happen. So, you know, that's what he's saying, and he's 1,000% right when it comes to situations, because for some odd reason, these women feel like they equal to a man, and they can put their foot down on certain shit. It's just certain things that women cannot do in the household, and lead is one. And once we get those properties back into our household, we're going to have a whole better place, because then we're going to start raising men again. Hashtag make men, let's make men again. You know,
let's
all
make
of
men,
that.
Men again.
Let's make men again. We're going to have a whole new foundation when we get back to our core values. Everything has changed because we keep saying it's 2019, it's 2020. But when we go back, right, just like a hairstyle, the figure waves, when they come back in, everybody wearing them, oh, that's cute. When you go back to the original form that it was, you see things, it looks even better now. We got to go back to our roles in relationship instead of people feeling like they equal. I don't want this 2019 shit. The person that's in my household needs to be able to lead. He needs to be able to hold it down, and he needs to understand when you have a wife, a fiance, a lady, you know, all of that shit, your household comes first. I don't want to have to be the one to have to preach and teach and all of these things, because when you got to preach and teach, when that person get in a tight bond, they going to go against the grain. They going to do what they want to do because it's not there. But why me as a woman that I got to teach you how to be a man? You have to. But I think that's why I waited so long, because I want a situation where I ain't got to teach nobody. Now, granted, why I said what I said earlier, you know what I'm saying? The whole beef with me and Smoke, the one thing that he fucking asked me to do, I balked against it because I'm like, you don't tell me what to do. You can't, you know, no, you can't have this, you can't have that. But the nigga made so much sense when he said what he said. And then when you get further in relationships and what he said, I'm going to tell you in a minute, when you get so far in relationships and you start to repeat cycles, you realize, damn, the dummy was right. You know what I'm saying? You can get a nut from a squirrel. You know what I'm saying? Anything from anybody. You just got to be willing to listen. So this is my point to say, I was not willing to listen to what he told me at that time, and therefore I continued to repeat a certain cycle, when if I would have listened to what he told me to do at that time, I would have not only not had to go through these karmic lessons, but I also probably would have been further than where I am, because I would have been focused. And what he told me was, he said, I know that you're not going to be on this job long because you're not a worker. You can't, that's not who you are. I know that. Everybody knows that. He said, you don't need to be in a relationship. You need to focus on you, focus on your business. Get your shit the way you want it to get, the way you want to have it wholeheartedly. You don't have to work a job. Everything comes together, and then you'll be okay. And at that time, granted, you know, that's what we all want. But more than anything, if I would have just sat down and focused, like, I probably wouldn't have went through most of the stuff that I went through in the end of 2018 and 2019. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, sometimes you have to give, you know, credit to where it's due. Listen, I heard what you said, but I overlooked what you said because it was the messenger telling me to do it. You know what I'm saying? You don't tell me what to do, nigga. You know, you ain't finna control me.
All right.
But when you look at it, he want to be controlling. He want to do this. He do want to be controlling. He do have a big ego. But, you know what I'm saying, sometimes if you just sit back and say, damn, if I would have did this different. So, no, I'm not beating myself over it, up over it. I could have done things different. I did not. And so now it's just like I'm sitting in my cubbyhole waiting on 2019 to end. So while we're getting over 2019, the only thing that I can tell you is put your foot down in your household. Make sure she understands that you are the leader. Also, make sure that she understands what makes you happy as well as what makes her happy. And then also understand where she's coming from, because in knowing, you know, in doing this show for as long as we have been, I understand that your wife is a hustler, and she want to get to the money. She want to make these things happen. So you two have to understand that about her. You know what I'm saying? That she want to get to the money, that she want to, you know, make it happen. So don't make that uncomfortable for her.
Got you. All right, well, look, you know what I'm saying? I'm open to all advice. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the all-knowing. You know what I'm saying? I know a little something about a little bit of anything, but I don't know everything. So with that being said, let me ask this. You know what I'm saying? So I gave my example. You know what I'm saying? Ms. Lovely Black, you gave your example. So Smooth, I'm asking you, you know what I'm saying?
getting to the bag, has it ever caused a friction in your relationships?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Hell.
All right.
Yeah.
So
first of all,
can we get some examples?
Hell yeah. Let me tell you. Like who I am today is way different than who I was 10 years ago, 5 years ago. Hell, who I was 2 days ago. I used to always travel, Abu Dhabi, Dubai, Afghanistan, China, Africa, et cetera, for the money. When it comes down to my goals and the value of a bitch, my goals will always be number one, right? I was dumb. I was real stupid because my hustle and my grind was so nasty, right? To where I was making a shitload of money, but I had the slave mentality. You see what I'm saying? I'm doing all this in other countries, but at no time am I actually effectively using my money to produce assets as opposed to liabilities. You see what I'm saying? So I made all this fucking money, just like I make a lot of money, right? But I made all this money, but it was for nothing because the money that I made, the things I did with the money didn't produce anything. My money wasn't making, correction, my money wasn't working as hard as I was. You see what I'm saying? So the bitches would be like, oh, you always gone. Yeah, and? I have goals. You see what I'm saying? I have goals. My goals, like, look, I don't give a fuck what you say. I wasn't put on this earth to work for nobody else.
Right.
But I had the wrong examples coming up. Don't get me wrong. I love my dad. My dad military to the bone. You see what I'm saying? He was never home because he was always out there getting it. But that's a bad example because all that really does is instill a worker's mentality. Well, since my dad did this, you see what I'm saying? It's okay if I do this.
Yeah.
So I'm making all this money. I'm making all this money, but I'm not.
You're not making your money work for you?
Right. You see what I'm saying? Like, don't get me wrong, I was doing stocks because I always do the stocks, right? I'm good at the stocks now. You see what I'm saying? I was okay then. I'm good now. But then at the same time, I'm still shitty because my portfolio wasn't diversified. Yeah, and that's the same thing when it comes down to these broads. You see what I'm saying? Like now, I like to fuck. This is what I do. I fuck all the time. But for a new bitch, it's all about income potential. I ain't just about to drop my load in the bitch, and the bitch ain't got no potential. Nah, bitch, I done fucked too many hoes these days. I'm good. But back to the question as far as relationships and goals and getting a bag, yeah. Back then, like now, not so much. Because like now, I'm so focused on my money as far as producing assets that I actually have more time now to not have to chase the bag. You see what I'm saying? See, it took me being around a lot of rich motherfuckers. It took me to be around a lot of rich motherfuckers to realize that I'm living wrong.
That's right. And that's all it takes. So let me ask this question before we go into the world famous chop up. Okay, let me ask this question and I want everybody to answer. If you have $200,000 before you get married, when you get married, is that y'all $200,000 or is that your $200,000?
Oh, that's yours. That's yours.
Go.
That's yours. So if you had $200,000 before you met this person that you're getting married to, yeah, that's yours. You know what I'm saying? That's yours. Now, like you said, well, I guess this is maybe something that was privately talked about, but anything after that is y'all's, because y'all built it together. But that $200,000, you hustled that yourself. You know what I'm saying? So if you just want to protect yourself with that, because, you know what I'm saying, that's something that you brought to the table, then yes. Now, if it's a situation, now, I hate to, it's just business. You know what I'm saying? And when you're going into a marriage, it's business. Now, if you got the $200,000 and this person, you know, is hustle, you know, not hustle, or got it just like you know what I'm saying? And y'all both caked up, you know what I'm saying? Y'all both bringing y'all, you know, money to the table, then, you know, maybe the prenup isn't needed. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all both are well off.
Yeah, anybody can fall off. Smooth, what's your answer?
Man, look. Now, listen to this right here. It's y'all's. It's both of y'all's money. The reason why I say that, right, is that $200,000, if anybody has $200,000 before they get married, that money is already working. That money's not in a fucking savings account. That money's invested in something else, you know what I'm saying, to make money, which means that $200,000 is no longer $200,000 by the time y'all get married. So that money is actually accumulating interest. That money is actually getting out there and is making money, which means that $200,000 is no longer yours. It's y'all's because you're making this money after y'all got married.
Okay, great. So that's where the prenup come in at. Now, for me, I'm shocked because I thought that those responses was going to be the other way around. So, you know, I thought that Smooth was going
to
say what Mo said and Mo's going
to
say what Smooth said.
That's why you never kid. That's why.
No,
right. Caught me off guard. But here's the thing, right? So, great. And Smooth made a very valid point. Like, you know, once it starts making money, you know, I'm very big in investments as well. I don't do stocks like, you know, Smooth do, but I do invest. I'm very, very huge in investment, in investing, and just about – I'm huge in investing. So when something is continuously making money, you know, and you getting your you're getting your monthly interest, or you know, however it may go, you know, for these particular items. For me, the only reason I feel like this is because that the entity, the core of that investment was done prior to us. There's no way that it's me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And therefore, that's why the prenup is very, very important for anything that was established before now. So if I go and get an account, because, you know, if we doing our thing, we are going to have, you know what I'm saying, you know, a little bullshit account. You're going to have your own.
Yeah.
If my account, you know, over here with this investment was established in 2015, and here we are, you know, 2020 getting married, you know, no. Whatever that account produces, you know, to 2025 or whatever that account produces, it was well before you, that still has nothing to do with it.
I'll give you a perfect example now. So I'm not sexist. I'm not racist. I learn from anybody, man, woman, white, black, don't matter. You know what I'm saying? If you got a hustle about you that I can relate to, that I like, that I can learn from, I'm all with it. So getting to your point, perfect example. Like I said, me and my wife, we got our little guilty pleasures, and we watch, like, reality shows. You know, that's our shit. So Real Housewives of Atlanta, I'm a big fan of Candy. I love the way she does business. So that was the perfect example. If you keep up with, you know, Real Housewives of Atlanta, Candy – she set down a nice hustle about herself, had a nice bag already in, saved up, or just through her businesses, her assets, when she met her husband. So, you know, it was a situation. I think when they was getting married, her husband felt a certain type of way. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, man, I thought we in love. Now this is, you know, you got the prenup, and this is just making things a little complicated. But she was protecting everything because she built this little empire that she has prior to,
right,
to meeting him. Now, but the good
the
thing is...
The mama worked out the prenup.
Yeah, but now the good thing is, now that they done worked out, and the mother was looking at him a little sideways, like, oh, my daughter, like, you know, she about that life, and I don't know if you up to her standards. But now, it seems like he is, because now they done opened up, you know, from his vision,
but
they opened up restaurants,
like,
and all this
okay,
other stuff, and now
so
that's
here's
there.
The thing, too, with that prenup. Man. He had to be with her for 10 years before he even got anything anyways. So, yeah, it seems like, you know, it's working out, but he wasn't getting anything if he left her within 10 years. She gave the details of that prenup. She did a strict prenup with him.
Yeah,
I'm not on candy level right now.
Yeah.
I'm praying to surpass her, you know what I'm saying, here in the near future. But she did a very strict prenup because she was established, because, you know, her music still makes money even though she doesn't do music right now. So that's still an income coming in. You know, I get royalty checks from stuff from back in the day. You know what I'm saying? I get royalty checks, you know, from stuff right now. So, no, when that pops off and I fuck around and get, you know, a $60,000-$70,000 royalty check for something that I already had in play, no, that's not we, that's me. So Candy did a very strict prenup with him, so he couldn't get anything for 10 years. So you might as well come run the check up. Now, that restaurant business is what they have
together.
You know what I'm saying? Because they started that restaurant when they got married. So at any point, that's what he has. Like, that's what he will get a percentage of, you know? You don't get a percentage of Candy Coated Nights. Candy Coated Nights was prior to you. And if you pay attention, she recycles her money and what she does. So she expands what she's already doing under the brands that she has. You know what I'm saying? Already. You don't get Candy Coated Nights money. You don't get Candy the Singer money. You do get the restaurant money. You know what I'm saying?
The old lady gang.
You know, you can tap into that. And so for me, it just feels like people have motives when they feel like they gonna get something or they entitled to something. You know what I'm saying? That you work hard for before you know they came along. No. So if you come in and you know, shit can be rough when you first come in, and when you get there, it's like, okay, you got to come in, you know, and put in, you know, whatever, you know, a couple thousand dollars, you know, coming in and, you know, helping aligning. Okay, that shit comes back to you in the long run, because in the short run for that point, especially if, you know, this person is a breadwinner. You know what I'm saying? And for me, I don't feel like any woman should have to carry a man or should have to pay more than a man or should have to hold more than a man down. That is a man's role. You should be the leader. You should be the manager. You should be the provider. That's just the way I feel. You know what I'm saying? That's another important thing that men need to understand. Like, you got women that's really on their ish, you know, that don't care about having a man around them, close to them or whatever. You can't go to that woman and woo them with conversations and so on and so forth. I talk for a living. So you can't woo me with, you know, warm conversations and so on and so forth and then think I'm going to just be like, oh, I'm so in love. What is it that you want? What is it that you need? No, because for me to see a man that's not holding his shit down is a turnoff. It's a turn on. You can tell me all day, hey, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, but if I don't see it, if I don't, you know, see it manifesting, then that's not, you know, that's not what I want. So that's what I just wanted to say. I had that topic. I posted the question on my Facebook. Guys, make sure you check me out on my website, thenewmisslovelyblack.com. That's thenewmisslovelyblack.com. You can find all of the links to my social medias, my books. I got one book right ready, but I'm not releasing it till next year. I'm going to try to see how many more books I can get ready by the end of this year. That's all I'm doing. I'm focusing on writing and doing this show.
Yeah, get them books off. You know what I'm saying?
They're not coming out of 2020. I'm over 2019. Yeah. Sorry, guys. You're not getting anything from me to 2020. I'm going to just align some stuff, you know, probably put more content on my YouTube channel. But that's about it. I'm kind of done. I'm sitting this one out. I also have an interview coming up, a TV interview actually, coming up on the 23rd. So I will give you guys more information next Sunday on the next show, because it is that Monday after that. So, yeah, I have a TV interview. Make sure you guys tune in and catch me on TV again. I'm doing my thing. So I am still accepting interviews. I'm going hard. If you want me on any podcast or anything like that, make sure you hit me up. I'm going to let Mo Benz take it away for the real famous chop up, guys.
Man, what happened to that bitch that was supposed to be on the show?
Man, she did not come. Like, she was saying she was sick, and then she was like, she, you know, she was feeling a little bit better, and I was like, okay, do you feel better, you know, feel well enough to come on the show? And she didn't respond. So, you know, I'm not chasing anybody down. Again, like I say, that's why we don't have a gang of guests on the show, because some people be like, yeah, I'm coming, and then they don't come. And I really, all of my businesses are predicated to meet and making it happen. I don't have time to chase anybody and try to get somebody.
That's why I fucks with you. I'll be in the same way. So this is the world famous Job Pop. You know what I'm saying? It's the part of the show where I like to talk my shit. You know, a few different topics I'm going to run down. So just some shit I thought was interesting. So first and foremost, football season is back in full effect. And I was pumped up earlier today or a couple days ago. I saw ESPN Primetime is coming back, and that's hosted by Chris Berman and Tom Jackson. Now, I don't really fuck with ESPN no more. You know what I'm saying? I'm really on Fox Sports ever since, like, Colin Cowherd moved over there, then Skip Bayless moved over there. And I like this, you know, there was just like, you know, Fox was known for Fox News and, you know, their movies, and then they got their sports section really popping. And now, to me, they're better than ESPN. But now, you know, Primetime.
ESPN owns,
you know,
Fox.
Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah. Disney owns ESPN? No.
That's right. ESPN owns Fox. Since Disney is the parent company, ESPN now owns Fox. You got SportsCenter on fucking FX1 last week. So,
no, that's not true.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Yeah,
that's not true.
Yeah, it was.
I was watching the fight,
and fucking SportsCenter came on FX1 and really pissed me off. Yeah. But
not
keep
SportsCenter,
going.
No. All right.
Yeah,
I digress.
Sports Center was on fucking FX1. It fucked me up. I said, wait a minute. What the hell?
Nah, man. You had something twisted. But
yeah,
anyway.
Bitch.
All
that's right. Wrong. That's so evil.
I digress.
No.
But, you know, I could just see how the game is changing because, like, when I was 9 to 5 in it, you know, I spent a little time working for a cable company at one point. So, and I saw the changes in the industry, you know what I'm saying? So how, like, everybody streams and everything. So really cable, you know, if you're in that industry, that's a dying industry because shit is changing. They used to do the triple play and the phone and the internet and the cable package. And now anybody just wants internet. They don't want a fucking home phone no more, and they don't want cable no more. You know what I'm saying? So ESPN was, you know, they was king for the longest time when everybody had cable because ESPN is one of the most popular channels. Any guy that likes sports is going to love ESPN for that time. But as the subscriptions change and people start, you know, cutting the cord, so to speak, ESPN is not making the same amount of money. So the point I'm trying to make is I was all pumped up because I still got ESPN. You know, I got my Roku, you know what I'm saying, so I can stream ESPN. So I'm all pumped up. I'm like, oh, yeah, because Primetime is coming back. So Primetime is a highlight show. With, like I said, Chris Berman and Tom Jackson, they really just can't get you into football because they just run down the highlights of Sundays. I think it's probably, like, on right now. So I go to watch it, and I see, it's not on regular ESPN. It's on ESPN Plus, which is an app that you got to purchase. You know, it says, like, it's a monthly subscription. It's like $5. You know, I can do that, but I don't want to. It's just like, you know, once you start to get this and get that, things add up. And it's just like, do I want it that much to pay for it? So the point I'm just trying to make is I just see how the game is just changing, and I just see how ESPN is trying to, like, hustle to stay relevant. Whereas Fox right now, you know, they was able to get the talent like Colin Cowherd, Skip Bayless, and now who else? Chris Carter. You know what I'm saying? Now they got popular shows, and you can just stream and listen to the episodes via podcast. You know what I'm saying? I just see the game changing. So I was kind of disappointed because I was pumped up to watch it, but I just see it's a money grab now. And I just see how ESPN, like, now the only thing that they're showing on their regular ESPN network is SportsCenter. You know, when you still get Monday Night Football, I'm going to be watching my Browns tomorrow. But that's really it. If it ain't Monday Night Football or the NBA, I'm not watching NBA. I mean, I'm not watching ESPN because now anything that's good that's like, oh, man, like the primetime show I want to see, that's ESPN Plus. You got to pay for that. Oh, I want to watch the Kobe Bryant detail where he break down, you know, the different ballers or whatever, you know, share from Kobe's aspect. Oh, that's ESPN Plus. So I just thought that was like, wow, you know what I'm saying? See how the game changed, you know what I'm saying? Competition.
Before, ESPN had no competition, so they could do what they want. But now that the, you know, the game had changed and Fox then came up, FS1, you know, you see where that's at. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Another thing that I've been kind of like, you know, being that I'm still on my sports, is Mike Tyson. Shout out to Mike Tyson. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, of course, we do what we do every Sunday night with Real Talk. But I always keep my ear to, you know, what else out there, you know, as far as other podcasts that I like. So, you know, I listen to Drink Champs. Now, Drink Champs is the only one that I really kind of really follow up until now. I got a new one. But Drink Champs is with Noli from Capone Noriega. You know what I'm saying? Got a lot of rappers that come in and they just drink it up and talk their shit. But now Mike Tyson, he's got his own podcast, and it's called Hot Boxing. And I slept on it for a minute because I'm like, you know, I've been seeing like little clips here and there on social media and stuff like that. But for the first time, like a couple days ago, I was like, you know what, fuck it. Let me just download it and try it out. So what I thought was interesting is if you ever just listen to Mike Tyson talk, I think he's the most interesting man in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like those stocking commercials with that one older white dude, you know what I'm saying, doing all the crazy shit. To me, that's Mike Tyson. Like nobody in my lifetime I've seen live a life like Mike Tyson and still live to tell about it. You know, he's like if Michael Jackson or Prince started a podcast and now they're telling all these stories. So anyway, what got me into it is he had Busy Bones. Busy Bones from Cleveland. So I was like, okay, and then that dude is just weird. I'm not the biggest Bone Thugs fan. He just seemed a little different. You know, I'm more of like a Kid Cudi type of dude. But Bone Thugs, you know, they was the first big act out of Cleveland. And I'm like, all right, he's got Busy Bone on there. And Busy Bone just seemed like a strange dude. You know what I'm saying? So, and then Mike Tyson's a strange dude. So this should be just an awesome conversation. So long story short, I listened to it. And then, you know, I ended up listening to a couple more episodes. He had Jim Jones on there. But, yo, definitely recommend it. Just I like the way he does the show. It's not like an interview; like they kind of go off on a tangent. He's got his own separate like kind of co-host too. But it's just very interesting. You know what I'm saying? So I want to put that out there. Shout out to Mike Tyson. I like how he's transitioned. I think he's opening up a weed resort that he was talking about in California that's probably gonna pop off pretty soon. So I thought that was interesting in the news. So if you get a chance, it's called Hot Boxing, Mike Tyson. Definitely, I approve it, man. Good shit. Then, as far as music, Rihanna. So, shout out to Rihanna, man. Like, I've been seeing her, you know, promoting her business. You know, she got the cosmetic line and all this stuff, and her fashion, Fenty fashions and all that shit. So, I'm like, you know, and like I said, I'm in my chat room with a couple of my fellas, you know, on Instagram, and they always like, you know, posting shit showing, oh, Rihanna this, Rihanna that, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Rihanna's Rihanna. But I'm like, I can't feel it because I'm like, yo, she's still making music because it's been like a couple years now. But, you know, she getting to the bag and, you know, she's a legendary artist, so she don't really need the music. But that's how I became a fan of Rihanna. I'm not a fan of Rihanna makeup or I'm not a fan of Rihanna's fashion, even though I respect it. You know, I see it as an empire she's building. But, you know, if I'm a you know, talk about Rihanna, I want to talk about her new album or new record or something like that because I like her music and I like how she transitioned from the – she had that Caribbean vibe and, you know, really made it pop off in the U.S. and competed with Beyonce. But long story short, so I was like, yo, is she retired? And I think it could have been true now. Now that she's about to have her baby or now that she's pregnant, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So it leads me to believe that we might have saw the, you know, the this might be the end as far as her music. And maybe, you know, she's setting up all these different business ventures to just truly retire and raise a family. So, you know, it's just interesting, like, how entertainment, especially with the younger generation that I'm seeing now that came up after, like, Michael Jackson and Prince and all the big-time 80s stars that we seen, you know, when we was kids. It's interesting seeing, like, the new superstars of the industry and how they kind of bowing out early. Which leads me to this next part, like getting back to Nicki Minaj. And, you know, I was a huge Nicki Minaj. You know, I loved her music, and I love her, you know, just being a featured artist, you know what I'm saying? Did her thing with Lil Wayne and Drake and all that, and was, you know, can hold her own with any of the people in there, you know, any of the top-notch artists that was coming out in the last, what, 10 years. But at the same time, it's like a young bull that came up and took her out because – I, you know, before that, I was a big fan of Lil' Kim. You know what You know what I'm saying? Like, I always gave Lil' Kim, you know, her props, especially with Biggie. And then when she died, and when Biggie died, and she tried to carry on, she just wasn't the same. And then when Nicki Minaj came up, you know, you saw Nicki, you saw Lil' Kim try to do that same shit that she did with, like, Foxy Brown and the other chicks of her era trying to show, you know, I'm the queen, you know what I'm saying? And Nicki Minaj ended her career, you know what I'm saying? So it was, like, done, you know. Once she came at Nicki Minaj, and Nicki Minaj just kept blowing up, and then, you know, Lil' Kim got the fucking surgeries and everything, she was just never the same. But now, fast forward, 10 years later, you know, we had Fashion Week last week in New York, and I just, you know, rewind the time to a year ago, you know what I'm saying, when Nicki Minaj had the altercation with Cardi B, you know what I'm saying? Cardi B dropped her hit album, Invasion of Privacy, the Bodak Yellow blew up, and, you know, she was another chick from New York, you know what I'm saying? And then she had the street cred because she coming into the scene like a Jay-Z, you know? When I say like a Jay-Z, I mean like a Jay-Z, you know, supposedly did his thing in the drug game and then, like, switched that hustle to the music game, you know what I'm saying? So his music, people just stood out hustling music, and now that he just made it corporate, you know, people love that energy. But the same thing now, I see Cardi B did that for the females, you know what I'm saying? For the females is in the sex game or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Cardi B was really in them strip clubs. I seen Cardi B, you know, when she was stripping in Brooklyn. And now she took the game and, you know what I'm saying, flipped it. Hot girl summer type shit before even Megan came out, you know what I'm saying? That whole female trap music, you know, I'm in a strip club, but I'm hustling, you know what I'm saying? And now, Nicki Minaj, it seemed like Nicki Minaj's career, because Nicki Minaj seemed like she just lost traction. She ain't been the same since Cardi B, you know, came on the scene. So it's just funny how, like, entertainment is like sports, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I just thought that was kind of interesting. So we'll see how that goes. So like I said, I talked about it last week on the show in the world famous shop up to Nicki Minaj that announced her retirement. And then speaking of, also too, as far as music, I got to give a shout out to. And speaking of Cardi B, I gotta give a shout out to Fat Joe. Fat Joe got another one. You know what I'm saying? Just when I start sleeping, because I was on some South shit this last, you know, for the fall, I was grooving. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you, Smooth. I believe you put me onto this a while ago, but I slept on it. Slim Thug. When you talk about Slim Thug's like last album.
That's right. Slim Thug.
Yeah. So I, you know, was vibing. I was on my South shit. But just when I was on my South shit, two things took me back to New York this week. One, it's a new Fat Joe single featuring Cardi B. It's called Yes, Ass Up, Face Down. You know what I'm saying? Definitely going to be a strip club anthem. BX, you know what I'm saying? It's like that BX vibe. You know what I'm saying? And Fat Joe, you know, albums don't be hitting like that, but he know how to do a single. You know, had that All The Way Up with Remy a couple years ago. And just when you start sleeping on him again, he got Cardi B and he got another one. So shout out to that. Definitely a banger if you ain't heard it. Check that out. Definitely feeling that. And then, speaking of music too, big shout out to the homie Ghostface. Definitely just one of my all time favorite artists as far as just solo artists, you know, Ghostface and Wu-Tang Clan. But I'm a big fan of just Ghostface solo. He dropped Ghostface Killers, just real, just dope New York shit. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to that. Definitely just a dope album. So it just got me back in the New York kind of state of mind, you know, just when I was on. That's what I love about the technology, too. You know what I'm saying? So the technology is just so dope now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't even have to listen to whole albums now. Like, I can just, whatever I'm vibing to, you know, with my title, I just put together my albums that I'm just vibing to. And I just, this song, that song, this song, that song, I can just vibe. So, you know, like I said, a couple weeks ago, I was running on my South. Now I'm back in New York. So when, you know, that Fat Joe single and a Ghostface album. So I'm definitely, you know, feeling that. And then lastly, two other things I'll get into before we wrap this up. Shout out to Antonio Brown. I kind of talked about him last week. You know, everything was, you know, he was on Hard Knocks, went to the Raiders. And then basically while with the Raiders, what the fuck happened? He ended up fucking getting released. because what the fuck did he do to get released? Oh, yeah, they said they was going to take away his, like, sign-up bonus and all this other shit, his guaranteed money. So then he didn't want to play with the Raiders, got released, and then he went to the Patriots, got picked up, like, real just savage style by my man Bill Belichick. And in fact, Antonio played today because they beat the shit out of Miami, and Antonio Brown scored a touchdown. But the shit that had me, like, kind of zoning out, the shit that be pissing me off and why anybody would of influence, you got to be careful, man, especially if you got that bag, man. These women is out here, and which was really fucked up, cause, you know, and that's why I don't fuck with ESPN, because ESPN really just, they're so fucking liberal-minded. Where Fox is a little bit more, you know, just a little bit more open, is what I'm going to say.
A change is coming.
Yeah, so anyway, so like fucking Antonio Brown, you know, he signed with the Patriots, and that was a big story. But right after that, this bitch, and I'm just saying it because I don't believe her. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going, hopefully I'm right, because I would hate to be wrong in this, and then I just seem like an asshole or just a very insensitive person when it comes to this type of shit. But anyway, Antonio Brown, just as he signed his deal with the Patriots, you know what I'm saying? It seemed like he kind of schemed his way out of the Raiders and put himself in an even better position, even though he was going to have, like I said, I don't like to count other people's money, but he was going to have $30 million guaranteed. And then when they took away his guaranteed money, now he's playing on a week-to-week basis, and that $30 million ain't guaranteed. He's like, fuck that, I ain't playing for the Raiders. And everybody was all, oh, you're fucking stupid. Then he falls on his feet, and because basically the Patriots give him $9 million, and then with up to $15 million in incentives, and then he will be a free agent. So if he balls out and win the Super Bowl, which he's in a great position to do with the Patriots, now he's a free agent, and now he can write his own check and just boss up totally. So anyway, long story short, just as he was, you know, getting ready to start with the Patriots last week, because that was the opening week of football, this chick come with allegations talking about that rape charge against Antonio Brown. And at that moment, I just thought extortion. You know what I'm saying? And then as I'm kind of like peeping the story, it just sounded like extortion. Like, so supposedly she was a person that was with Antonio Brown, and they had, I guess, intercourse like about three times. And two of the times she's saying that he raped her. So I'm like, does that make sense? Like, why would you have somebody rape her one time and then, or rape her? You know what I'm saying? Like, that just seemed like crazy. And then the type of shit with sports nowadays, it's like, what happened to the due process, man? Like, innocent and to proven guilty. So, you know, if you watch a lot of the sports shows, they was all up in arms like, oh, you know, he should not be able to play with the Patriots, and that's some bullshit. They need to put him on the exempt list and get this stuff sorted out before. I'm like, why? You know what I'm saying? If it hasn't been proven. Now, if he did the shit, of course, cut him, whatever, release him, you know, and then he's got to deal with it, the judicial system, and he'll pay for his crime. But let that happen first. So I just want to give a shout-out to the Patriots because they just said, fuck that, we're playing them, and they're shining. And I just basically – you know, if you research it a little bit, she was saying that, all right, you give me $2 million, I won't say shit. So what the type of shit is this? So if I give you $2 million, then the rape just, and it was cool. I could have, like, the rape was, you know, like you just said, all right, I raped you, but if you give me $2 million, I don't care. That's some bullshit. Even if you got raped and you feel some type of way, money shouldn't be able to, you know, you should want that person to pay for that crime, you know. Whatever. So anyway, I just thought that was kind of interesting. So that's that. And then finally, we got about 7 minutes left before we wrap up the show. And I just thought this part was interesting. I'd like to get y'all take on it. But I was talking to a couple of my fellas, you know what I'm saying, some of my fellas that I work with or whatever, and we just got on this topic. Do you think technology is advancing too fast? I just want to get y'all take on it. Yes, no, maybe. What you think about it?
And first of all, shout out to the, you know, the presidential debate that nobody's talking about.
I had no clue. I didn't even know they did another.
Y'all niggas gonna learn the hard way. But as far as technology is concerned, yes.
Yeah.
Is technology moving too fast? Of course it is, because after 90 days. Anything that came out 90 days ago is non-exempt. It's extinct. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, is technology moving too fast? Well, is humans moving fast enough? That should be the question.
What you think, Black? Think technology moving too fast or what?
No, it's just like everything else, like we said, so much is changing so fast, and it's just the way of the world right now. You got to keep up with things. But of course, again, it's okay to go back to some of the old things. Like, they're just trying to make everything better and better and better. And it's going to take for them to, you know, allow these robots to come take over everything. And then we're going to be trying to go back to, you know, when humans was doing it and so on and so forth, because they're only baiting us up to take jobs from us and so on forth. You know what I'm saying?
Cheap
so
labor.
I think that eventually we're going to start trying to go back to the old things, because everything that was once old comes back into style, you know, wide leg jeans, finger waves, and the hair bun, all of these things, they come back in town. They come back in style from in town. Come back in style, and so I think that we shouldn't get so caught up into the fad and the phase. We spend more money as a whole than ever before. You know, we make more money now, but we just really they make things for you to spend money. And for me, I don't get involved into that stuff.
They make it convenient for you to spend money.
I'm old school.
Yeah,
I don't want the new iPhones. I don't want the new none of that. I'm cool with what I got.
I'm not ordering every single thing that I want to purchase on Amazon. I still like to go out and like buy shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need everything delivered to my place.
Oh,
you
poor suckers.
That is. Why you say that?
Shout out to McDonald's for buying that robotics company last week. They about to fully automate the fucking drive through. You won't be talking to a human no more. You'll be talking to a fucking robot. So shout out to McDonald's, because my stock prices went up. Yeah, y'all suckers gonna learn the hard way.
That's something to look into. What's the name of that company? You know,
the company that they bought out. I have no idea.
Okay.
Off the top of my head, I have no idea. Just go and look it up. Google that shit, because their stock prices went up.
I just took a note.
Their stock prices went up after that. So y'all gonna learn the whole.
So to answer my own.
I don't eat McDonald's and stuff, so I wouldn't. It definitely, you know, as a nation, it's gonna take for us to really understand our power and start taking things back. I think when companies start to do that, just like when these companies, it never fails, okay? We have the final say. When Bush got in office and he started allowing these jobs to be outsourced overseas, you know, that
Which Bush?
I think it's
which
the second
Bush. Which Bush are we talking
about? W? You talking about W, right?
I don't know the retarded one.
The outsourcing started way before the second Bush. But keep going.
Well, listen, when it became he did something when he was in office that made it better, more profitable for people to outsource. But my point is, what I'm saying is, when they outsource that stuff, guess what? Most of those companies stop allowing their customer service and stuff to be outsourced over there, and it's only, like, the technical support jobs. As a people, we spoke. As a people, we didn't like it. As a people, we wanted to understand who we spoke with. So as a people, you know, somebody's going to try to automate everything and lose jobs. Mm-hmm. And as a people, if we stop spending our money with those places, then guess what? They'll give it back. So I'm pretty sure that, you know, that won't work if we won't allow it. 90 seconds, y'all can take it away.
90 seconds.
Yeah, shout out to the second Bush for all the fucking money that was made. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I ain't say nothing about his retarded ass. I know your stance. I just said what I said. So, you know.
I know, but we want to talk about that one.
This was a heated show. You know what I'm saying? I like to hate debate, man. So shout out to Black. Shout out to Smooth. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do every Sunday. We talk our shit. So I think technology is no way to get around it, but
I don't think it's necessarily moving too fast. I just think you got to really be strategic and pick what works for you. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, definitely, real quick, follow me, MoBenz on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram. And then also, you know, look out for the show for the retweet. You know what I'm saying? Soon, Black puts it out there. I'm going to retweet it on all the social networks, well, Twitter. And, you know, if you want to be on the show, holler at me via email, mobenz@gmail.com, or just, you know, slide my DM via Twitter or Instagram. And that's it, man. Good show.
Peace out. See you next Sunday.
All right. Next Sunday. Everybody be safe.